Catherine Bosley, CatherineBosley.com. We talked yesterday about the book Bare Facts that you're working on. And if you missed the conversation we had yesterday, it's up on our podcast too at WilsonCenter.com and the podcast page for the iHeartRadio app. Tech and privacy, though, let's talk about this some. In the palm of someone's hand, you can communicate with the world, literally.
Oh, yeah.
And the world can see you,
it's
right?
It's fantastic
and
in
what
that
you're
way,
doing.
Right?
Exactly. But there's also responsibility with that.
There's a great deal
of
responsibility.
Let's get into that some today.
Right. I don't think that people realize that they could actually get in such trouble with what they do with that phone until they're in trouble with it, or until someone else has put them in trouble and took a picture of them that they really didn't see happening out there. So there is a big issue out there I don't think people are aware of most of the time. So I'm really big here on making sure that people realize the importance of protecting your online and your social media image. Again, it can make or break you. Social media can be fantastic and fun, both personally and professionally. You can do some great stuff with it. But it can turn on you. And if you're not very careful, it can turn on you in a minute and end up being very, very humiliating.
As we talk today, I want to talk about the power of this phone and how you can connect to the world, but also the world can see you. Catherine, almost every day there's a news story or we've got a video we're posting, whether it's on an airline flight or at a Home Depot. There's something out there that's causing a stir. Professionally, it can be a problem if they're taping
Indeed.
You while you're handling a situation
Indeed.
Or a private thing, right?
Right, right, absolutely. And, you know, every day we're seeing situations where people are finding themselves absolutely humiliated online somehow and not knowing exactly how to handle it. And it is very heartbreaking. And there is one topic. I'm covering a whole bunch of topics mm-hmm. when it comes to this on my website, CatherineBosley.com. And there is one topic right now that is really in the news, and it really should be. It's revenge porn. So I put an article on my website on it, and it was just published, actually, in Ms. Magazine. So here's the deal with this, and here's something that everybody needs to think about.
This shocked me.
Yeah.
This shocked me.
It
Explain
shocked me,
this.
Too. The stats are that 1 in 25 females will fall victim to this. And 25% of them are actually underage and so scared they don't know what to do or who to tell. But even the most shocking part of this is you don't even have to have compromising photos out there somewhere, taken by yourself or by someone else. There's actually a forum on the internet where people can go and Photoshop pictures like someone's face onto a naked body and then upload them onto one of these websites that are all about revenge porn. And of course, typically revenge porn is about, you know, someone who has pictures, compromising pictures mm-hmm. of usually it's an ex-partner,
some relationship
spouse,
that went bad or whatever,
right? Yeah. And then yeah. they decide they're mad at this person yeah. and they put them up there on the web for all to see. I mean, it is not illegal right now. For the most part. However, there is a woman in Youngstown. She's fighting back. She is a victim. She went before Ohio lawmakers with State Senator Joe Schiavone last mm-hmm. week, asking for laws to crack down on what really is becoming something that is so detrimental to people. I mean, it is even deadly for some people because, like so many things on the internet, once you're embarrassed and humiliated, sometimes it feels like your only escape is suicide. So what we're trying to do here, raising awareness in the first place, and this woman's attempt at fighting back with her group, which is called Battling Against Demeaning and Abusive Selfie Sharing, is basically to let people know that they're not alone and that there are people there to help them fight through something like this.
Catherine Bosley is with me. Her website, we've got linked up at WTAM.com and CatherineBosley.com. She's working on the book Bare Facts, more about her story that'll be out sometime in the future. You know, as a parent is listening this morning, driving to, it might be a great time as you and I are having this conversation. Any parent has a kid with a phone. It's a great reminder sometimes to pull them aside and have a serious conversation about what the phone is there for,
right.
what it's not there for.
Right.
You know what they're doing sometimes.
Right.
Yet
exactly.
you hear a story like this as a parent, it's, hey, I want to sit you down and see what can happen, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I am so, so big on telling people, watch every bit of what's in a picture that's being taken of you. See what's there, you know, and you see so many people are posting pictures even with alcohol in their hands and so forth. And, you know, in the long run, that can come back and really bite you. And I'm really adamant about making sure that people understand the consequences that could come back.
We've had so many stories about, you know, you apply for a job anymore. You start doing a Google search on somebody and you can, right or wrong, you can see where they've been, where they've posted, what they're doing. And it in a way, it can show a very unfair, maybe, profile of a person.
You know, I completely agree with you. People say a picture's worth a thousand words. But you know what? There's 1,001 words because you don't know what led up to that picture and what that situation was. And like my situation where I ended up being infamous on the web, no one really understood the whole backstory to that story. And so when pictures are out there, you just never know what they're going to relay, the message that they're going to relay. And it's very important for everybody to understand what the possibilities really could be with that.
A great reminder, whenever you take and you click, it may be going somewhere that you don't intend. So always be aware.
And it will always be out there.
And will always be
there. Once in cyberspace, always in cyberspace.
Well said. Catherine Bosley, she is at catherinebosley.com. Look for the book too, Bare Facts, as it comes out soon. Great advice. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.